memories, no matter how damning or intimate, that need to be told. Stories that shed a much-needed light on the past, facts that seem important, even if I can't tell anyone what they are. Truths that remind us how gray life can be, that there is no black or white or bad or good in this world, that there never has been. I found this journal in an old bag of my things in my closet. I started writing in it when I lost my memory last year, back when I was me, but didn't know who me was, when I was desperate to understand who people were and how they fit into my life. So I wrote about them in here, trying to make sense of things. It tends to get a little hectic around here from time to time, so after a while I stopped writing. Until now. A weight lifted from my shoulders the second I laid eyes on it. I can't tell anyone what's in my mind, about all of the things I see, but I can continue to write them down. So that's what this journal is for, a place of safekeeping for the memories that might one day, years from now, come to mean something to more people than myself. Stories of how everything began and how things were for us before the ending. Chapter 1, April 27th, 1 AE. I have no idea what I was planning on using this journal for before I lost my memory, but now it's the only place I can be myself, not judged by listening ears. Everyone expects old me, but all I can give them is new me instead. I hate the looks of disappointment on their faces. It only makes me feel worse. I wish they knew how it feels to not know who you are, but to be expected to act like it anyway. The old me would probably love them for missing me so much and wishing I were back to normal. And I try to be understanding. In fact, I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job of it, but it's hard sometimes. Gabe gets it, I think. He rode with me on the cart today. Said he had a way for me to get my old Zoe self back again, or at least an idea of how to. As exciting as the idea is, it's what I learned about Gabe during our awkward ride on the cart that has stuck with me. He flat out requested that I keep whatever memories of his I see to myself, so I will. But that doesn't mean I can't write them down, right? It's not like I'll be sharing this with anyone. And anyway, if the day comes when I'm old Zoe again, I feel like I might want to know these things, especially if Gabe and I are friends, and if I'm with Jake. And especially if Jake and Gabe have such a troubled past. Jeez, a girl could get lost in all of this. So I hope this glimpse of them from before will be helpful. To both old and new me. Hey, Gabe. The girl called from across the living room, crooking her finger to beckon him closer. She pouted her bottom lip and turned her red plastic cup upside down. I'm empty, and I'm oh so thirsty, but I don't know how to make the keg work. She was come hithering pretty hard. Come help me. The girl was Chelsea Hawkins, a smoking hot junior at Gabe's high school with a reputation for flirting but not following through. Gabe should have been honored that she'd even made an appearance at he and Jake's party. He should have been crawling toward her on hands and knees, begging for whatever attention she deigned worthy of a lowly sophomore like himself. But there were so many other girls around who posed far less of a challenge, and Gabe hadn't risked being grounded for the rest of his life by throwing this party during his parents' annual January Hawaii trip to simply follow Chelsea Hawkins around like a lost puppy all night. I'm sure you can figure it out, Gabe said, then returned his attention to the girl sitting beside him on the windowsill. He couldn't remember her name. She went to a different school, and he'd only just met her. But she sure was cute. And with the way she was making eyes at him, she wouldn't be much of a challenge at all. He glanced at Chelsea, not surprised to see that some other guy had swooped in to save the day. Specifically, Jake, Gabe's live-in best friend and all-around nice guy. He and his sister Becca had been living with Gabe's family for the past year or two, and Gabe knew him well enough to guess that he probably had zero ulterior motives and genuinely wanted to help Chelsea. Sucker, Gabe thought, smirking. She's like, really?